Many words have been spoken. I've told you before, the spoken words that you use are not an ideal form of communication. Communication is emotion, frequency. It is given out in the form of a frequency. Your words can be confusing. This is why this channel has to be clear. For the words to form in a correct manner, it has to be clear. Otherwise, the meaning is lost. The meaning is the most important part of the communication, the feeling, the emotion. This is knowing. Knowing is far more important than your emotions that are given out. Knowing is not thinking, you know. Knowing is knowing. Knowing the source within. The difference between your mind and your consciousness. Your mind does not know. Your consciousness knows. It feels. This is a deciding factor for you. You have both. I would like to say at war with each other, but this is not correct. Harmonization is the ability to discern between the two, to understand, to know the reason why you have to go through this process. Enlightenment is the ability to be able to separate and understand the reason, to know the reason. Opposing forces that meet as one. This is the technology from the source. You would like to say that one is minus and one is plus, one is positive, one is negative. But it is only one. The source. The source is bright light. It is neither minus or plus, positive or negative. It is neither one. It is one. It is a different energy. And you ask the question, is it positive? It is not. It is a different energy. It is everything. I answered your question. And again, it is difficult for you to understand this. It is all energy. So again, I have no words to explain the energy of the source. In your world, there are no words to explain this. Your scientists didn't discover this. They don't understand it. For them, there always has to be one or the other. It is impossible for them to understand there can only be one. One moment, one time, energy. You may ask whatever question you like to ask, but it does not mean to say that I can explain it to you in the words, the simple words that you use. It is impossible. Your words are limited. Your emotions are not. Your frequencies are not limited. Your words are very limited. So once again, your mind and your words can be futile. Your emotions, your feeling is never this way. All forms of energy exist in different ways. Some physical, some metaphysical, we are metaphysical, but it is the same. There are many forms of energy, infinite, at different levels of understanding. It is true to say that some forms of energy would wish to apply only control. This is through fear. The most powerful form of energy that exists is fear. But of course, love from the source is completely different. I do not term this a form of energy. I term it the creation of energy is different. This we need to understand, as you do. Although it is an incredible energy, it is also the creation of energy. The creation of all energy. All forms of energy, physical and metaphysical. You would ask where, how, what? Well, with the source we do not know. We cannot answer. We know it exists. But like you, we cannot answer. We can only apply what we know. It is impossible to apply what you do not know. You must create. Use your imagination. You might say, experiment, but it is not an experiment. You must acquire wisdom through knowledge, which knowledge is already inert. It is inside you. You must understand the structure. We too. You have set out on a serious journey. Historically, it has not been so serious for you. It is necessary. Laughter does come from the source. It's very powerful energy. But we find it necessary to focus on all of the questions that you need answered. We do not like to complicate, especially with words. It is the most serious journey you will ever make, and you will continue to make an endless journey, an infinite journey, but a serious journey, not a game, not an illusion. Real, the part of our universe that we understand is ever expanding. Many creations every day outwardly expanding. We are all responsible for the expansion and the creation of physical matter. In one form or another, we are all responsible for the expansion of our universe, of which there are many universes, of which we know little about. Infinite. All in one moment, one time. Many forms, physical and metaphysical, hand in hand, together, as one. You would visualize expansion in a physical form. It's not. You cannot visualize the expansion because your mind will try to rationalize this. It is impossible. Once again, you are trapped. Your scientists talk about the expansion of the universe as though they understand it. On a physical form they do, but they do not understand it. It is metaphysical. It is not physical, although it is both. You see, it is so difficult for you to understand this with your mind, and you will always apply your mind to try and understand it. When you leave your body, it will be clear. But you are here, so you have to experience both physical and metaphysical. You have to experience both, because they are the same thing. You are driven by a desire to know. There are no secrets. You can know, but you cannot know unless you understand. If your capacity to understand is limited, then you cannot know. But it will not always be limited. This is what you are preparing for. The question is, how much will you understand? The answer is enough. Enough to know. You're understanding more and more. And ultimately, we will all understand everything in a moment. And sometimes we do. as you do. That moment is pure, clear, fulfilling. What an incredible journey for you. This is. You have worked very hard to get to this point. All and every are experiencing a journey of some kind. We are happy to share with you our journey. We are sharing our journey with you. Your journey is our journey, is everyone's journey. The journey of everything, 'tis the same. You must look more towards natural processes in what you have created in your world. Natural processes. What your world would call natural things. Of course, your science is trying to play with natural things. They are playing with natural things. The purpose is for control through fear, but they will not succeed. They will create turmoil, but they will not succeed. They are fighting against the wave. It is impossible. You must look more at natural resources. The source is creation, your creation. Technology of the source. Your religions taught you to look at the source like a child looks at a parent. This is not correct. You must look at the source as though you are the same, because you are. You are a part. There is no higher. There is only one, the same. You can raise higher. There is no hierarchy within the metaphysical, no better. It's the same. You play with that one a lot in your world. Hierarchy. Your creation. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment before you exit and go out into battle again once more with yourself.